This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The governor of Russia's border area of Belgorod declared a regional state of emergency on Wednesday, citing continued attacks by Ukrainian forces. In a video posted on the Telegram messaging app, Vladislav Gladkov said the situation in Belgorod continues to be extremely difficult and tense. Gladkov said daily shelling by the Ukrainian armed forces had destroyed houses, killing and wounding civilians. Belgorod is adjacent to Kursk, where Ukrainian forces launched a surprise cross-border incursion last week. The incursion has claimed thousands of kilometers of territory and forced authorities in both the regions to evacuate their citizens. The incursion is the biggest attack by a foreign army on Russian soil since World War II. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said Wednesday that he will leave office next month after three turbulent years. Kishida told reporters in Tokyo that he will not run for re-election as leader of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party, meaning the winner will become Japan's new prime minister. Here's more from Reuters correspondent Leila Shahrukh-Shahi.
Kishida's public support has been sliding due to revelations about the LDP's ties to the controversial Unification Church and unrecorded political donations made at party events. However, the prime minister has also faced public discontent over stagnant wages as Japan's cost of living soars. The new LDP leader will face challenges, including uniting the ruling party, managing inflation, and geopolitical tensions with China and the United States.
That was Reuters correspondent Leila Shahrukh-Shahi. Losses in three parliamentary elections earlier this year eroded Kishida's clout within the party. LDP lawmakers have since voiced the need for a fresh face ahead of next year's general elections. This is VOA News. Forecasters with the U.S. National Weather Service says Tropical Storm Ernesto will evolve into a hurricane by early Wednesday morning. At last report, the storm was about 65 kilometers north of San Juan, Puerto Rico, carrying maximum sustained winds of 110 kilometers an hour on a path towards Bermuda. Puerto Rico Governor Pedro Pierluisi activated the island's National Guard Tuesday and urged people to stay indoors.
We are particularly warning tourists and our own population to stay away from the ocean. Ocean conditions, particularly in the north and the eastern part of Puerto Rico, are going to be very dangerous.
Hurricane watches and tropical storm warnings have been issued for the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, as well as the tiny Puerto Rican islands of Vieques and Culebra, which are popular with tourists. The storm has forced the cancellation of dozens of flights to and from Puerto Rico. Ernesto is the fifth named storm of this year's Atlantic hurricane season. Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas visits Turkey Wednesday for a two-day visit. Observers say Ankara will seek to use the visit to reassert its regional influence. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
On Tuesday, Abbas visited Moscow, underlining what analysts say is the growing importance of other countries in efforts to resolve the conflict. But Erdogan could be seeking to use the Abbas visit to re-establish his Palestinian influence, especially after the assassination of his close ally, Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. But observers warn Abbas may have little interest in looking to Turkey to play a greater role in resolving the conflict. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar won her primary race in her Minnesota congressional district Tuesday. Omar defeated a former Minneapolis councilman for the Democratic nomination. She was first elected to the seat in 2018. She and three other progressive Democrats are original members of the squad, a name imposed on them by then-President Donald Trump. The Somali-born Omar is one of two Muslim women serving in the House of Representatives. She has faced backlash for her criticism of Israel, especially its conduct of the war in Gaza, as well as her pro-Palestinian beliefs. Two other Democrats associated with the squad, Jamal Bowman of New York and Cori Bush of Missouri, were recently defeated in their primary contest by candidates backed by the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, or APAC. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X. And also, download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA.